Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Yes, morena Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing really well.
That's good, that's good.
I like that little song at the start. One man band.
Quite the opposite of what we're talking about today.
Quite the opposite.
Oh, good one.
That was great.
I like that segue.
We're talking massive bands. Like bands so many members.
Big bands. I mean, I guess, you know, you get your little standard rock band with four or five people.
Yep.
But we're going to just blow that up and see some bands with big members. I guess it, you know, then there's bands where, you know, like, do you just have big members for your touring group? We're kind of going big. All the members are on the album cover. Okay. So like, that's the band. And then, of course, you know, there's people that come in and out of a band over time. So, like, if you Wikipedia the band members, you might have a lot, but that doesn't mean they're all there. So, now the fun thing is with big band members is what are they doing? You know, you have a lot of percussionists, you know, some of them will have, you know, four or five keyboard players, four or five guitarists, and then you get your brass, you know, your saxophones and your trumpets and... wouldn't you love to just play like maracas in a band and tour the world?
I was going to say, I do love an elaborate percussion section with far too many people.
Yeah,
It's always kind of fun watching them try and fit around each other.
Oh, it's hype. You're trying to get close to the microphone for their little...
It's like an indie band trying to get as many like comps to a festival as possible, so they just put all their...
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
I've seen that happen.
You're right. Oh, my God, what a good idea.
I went to Fat Freddy's on Sunday, and that's a big band.
Yeah.
Lots of brass.
Yeah.
There was a harmonica solo at one point was, you know, beautifully long. I never wanted it to end.
Oh. See, you know, Wellington's got a reputation for big bands, don't they?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. They do the jazz.
But are they all the same people? Are they all the same people?
Well, there's a few sort of common peeps that appear in just about every band.
Notorious members.
Not looking at anyone. Corey Champion.
Common denominators. So maybe the Wellington Big Band thing is just an illusion. This is the same nine people that show up there.
In different arrangements.
Let's play the first song. Let's play Parliament Funkadelic. So they literally were two bands. There was Parliament and there's Funkadelic, and they heard about each other and they're like, we're doing the same thing, let's get together. And then they do perform in different conglomerates. You know, the Bootsy's Rubber Band and the P-Funk All-Stars. But we have written down 26 members.
26. Oh my gosh.
They're like herding cats for practice.
But you can feel the weight of them on the stage. You know, the whole, even with their funk and their groove, you can feel like the stage sort of bending and heaving.
Oh, wicked. Let's have a listen.
They always strike that balance, Parliament, as well, of like so much going on, but it all still fits in a bloody good pocket. And
You're right.
Yeah. It's tight. Okay, we're going to listen to Flashlight because it's just an absolute tune.
Thank you.
I think we've summoned my dad playing some Parliament, who probably has almost as many Parliament records as there are members of the band.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. What a cool dad.
Yeah. P-Funk, so good. So many people, I mean, so many people in general, but also so many pioneering members of this band for this whole sound. You know, George Clinton, Bootsy Collins, the list just goes on. It's a pretty stacked lineup.
And you can just, I feel like you can feel the joy on stage, you know, you can just feel it. And, you know, other sort of bands of this era and this oeuvre, you know, would be like Earth, Wind & Fire, Kool & the Gang, you know, different sound, but still in this same region of just having, I don't know, just like a party on the stage, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Party on the stage. Oh. I love that.
And fun fact, and like this song only went to number 16 in the States. And when I'm looking through the Wikipedia, it went to number 3 in New Zealand. Go New Zealand.
Yes, awesome. New Zealand. We got taste.
We
down
love
here.
A party on the stage.
I know. At the time. I know. Isn't that awesome?
I feel like that's something that sort of huge big band funk will have been quite influential and resonated with a lot of New Zealanders, because you think about things like Patea Māori Club.
Yeah.
And that's a similar sort of vibe of just like a big old party on the stage and like...
Yeah. The ultimate big band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool. Okay.
Well, in the particular genre that you get, like what's going to be a big band? You're not going to get it, with, you know, so much with indie, but you might get it with like, yeah, funk, ska, Afrobeat, jazz. You know, there's just certain genre that will go there, and you know, other ones not so much.
Yeah, it's interesting how joyful a lot of those genres you mentioned are. I wonder if it's like the being connected to that many people, you know?
Yeah, just that online energy. Now our next one's really weird. Okay. this is we're doing some K-pop. AKB 48, so literally 48 members. And what I didn't know, I'd heard of the band, but I didn't know that the reason they have so many members is so they can be different places at once and you can actually see your band live and meet them. Some of these K-pop bands, you can never see them. You know, there's waiting lists and it's so hard to see them. But if you have 48 members, you can send them out everywhere. So they can have more fan time.
I love this. This is the biggest band that you sent through to us, and I just thought, we got to go with the biggest.
And it all comes down to efficiency, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Many hands make light work meeting the fan.
Divide and conquer, right?
That's right. They have elections for like the lead singers for different songs.
Oh my God, it's like a whole like society in this band.
Yeah, they're amazing.
It's a world.
AKB 48, Koisuru Fortune Cookie is the name of this track.
It's almost quite choral, because of how many there are.
Yeah. I was thinking something I definitely associate with that whole thing of K-pop is it feeling quite like manufactured or not super organic. But this actually has quite a bit of like funk to it. Maybe that's just because of how many members. It can't be not human if it's got that many people involved.
You're right. It puts the humanity back in. Now I'm going to say I got it wrong. It's J-pop, not K-pop, but it's the same. It's the same, again, oeuvre, and it's been so successful. They've had like 30 singles that sold a million. Their 61st single sold 70 million copies, and so they've done the same model in China and Indonesia and Taiwan. It's been such a successful model.
Wow! Crazy.
Someone I'm gonna join the New Zealand one.
Someone shouted out Wu-Tang, and I reckon
and Chumbawamba.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Wu-Tang was stacked, man.
Oh, we've got some great suggestions coming through. Hunters and Collectors, Chumbawamba. Awesome.
Yeah.
EB40?
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Awesome.
The Roots.
Yeah. And of course, Snarky Puppy, who.
Yes.
These guys are always doing the absolute most, eh? So it doesn't actually surprise me that there's a million members on this band.
How many? Well, yeah, this says one? It.
Well, since they have a revolving door of 40 players, they call it a super band. There's another cool thing, since they run clinics and workshops and master classes. Mm. The other members have other bands. Oh, they'll use the word collective. Yeah, anytime you hear, like, you know, a collective, a foundation, a project. We're getting. But they said it's a tight family unit. Everyone's essential. And even the temporary ones, they said, will still have played hundreds of gigs. Like, it's not, you know, the numbers on this, on the Rolodex, as they call it. This is very old technology. You'll have to look that up. But they still have participated a lot. But so this is sort of jazz improv, instrumental.
Mm-hmm. I have to say something I, like, remember really distinctly that I first heard from Snarky Puppy was this video of them with Lala Hathaway, and they're doing a song.
Oh, yes.
I think it's the Something song, and then she does that crazy singing where she, like, splits her voice. And do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember what you call it. Like, overtone singing.
You get the overtones.
Singing.
Yes,
oh, my God.
Right.
I was just like, no way a human can actually do that.
Oh, well, we can do that one. We'll do that in some week.
Oh, please.
Superhuman.
Yeah. As a vocal nerd, that absolutely blew my mind.
A vocal nerd.
So anyone who likes Snarky Puppy, I'd go and check out them playing with Lala Hathaway.
I think if there's one thing I've learned today, you can pick your band members. You can't pick your family, but you can just make a new collective.
Yeah.
I like it.
And sky's the limit with how many people you can fit in your band.
I know.
You could have a massive band family.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay, well, we're going to go out listening to What About Me from Snarky Puppy. Such a fun track. Such a fun topic. Thank you so much, Kirsten.
All right.
Have an awesome weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yep.
So many great texts coming through with your suggestions of bands with lots of members, some awesome local shout-outs as well, Super Groove, and of course the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra, which we forgot to tell Kirsten about.
But I've been listening to so much Super Groove lately.
It's pretty awesome, eh?
It's like an addiction. Can't get enough, if you know what I mean.
Yep, for sure. Very good. That was a bit of Snarky Puppy, and it's time to wrap up, but thank you for your text. If you'd like to get in touch, 5395 is the number. You're listening to 95 BFM, and that was Travelling Tunes.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.